A rare copy of Shakespeare's first folio is in Boise for Saturday's launch of a month-long exhibition at Boise State University. It's a 400-year-old book, and it's the first collection of William Shakespeare's plays. It has immense historical significance. Copies can sell for millions of dollars. Boise State has gone to great lengths to create a memorable experience to ensure the book's safety. Adam Cotterell has our story.
Let's start with The Room. The Arts and Humanities Institute Gallery is 2,000 square feet and kind of triangular-shaped. Stephanie Bacon is a Boise State art professor, co-director of the Arts and Humanities Institute, and she's in charge of the gallery. Bacon walks through the space, describing what visitors will experience.
As you walk in, you'll see title panels announcing the exhibit, and as you step into this part, you will see the folio in its specially designed case here in the middle of the room.
Bacon says actually the star of this exhibit won't be dead center in the room. Its location was chosen by its owner, the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C., but not for ease of movement or visibility.
The location of the folio in the room is determined by the optimal light position to protect it as much as possible. There's a lot of natural light in the space. It has great big windows, and those could theoretically allow some ultraviolet radiation in. But they've been recently replaced, and they filter some 99% of ultraviolet light.
Gallery managers had to install special light meters that send data directly back to the Folger. They also had to install temperature and humidity sensors that made hourly reports to the Folger for a year just to get the green light to do the exhibit. Big swings in temperature or too much humidity could have been a deal breaker. When it comes to moisture in the air, Bacon says Boise has the opposite issue.
Our climate is just a little bit on the dry side for the folio.
But the gallery got a pass on that because the book travels in its own climate-controlled glass box. So the university met the prerequisites. The first folio is here for a month. That means people are needed to guide the thousands of expected visitors who will come to see it. Boise State librarian Heather Gravatt helped recruit 50 volunteers from the university and the community. Then she had to train them to be museum docents and fill their heads with knowledge about 17th century printing and the life and works of Shakespeare. Here's Gravatt quizzing her recruits at a July training session.
The longest play at 4,042 lines. It will also be the play the folio is open to.
Romeo and Juliet.
Hamlet. Hamlet. I knew that.
All the volunteers were subject to background checks. Security is one of the areas Boise State has had to spend the most resources on. The record for a sale of a first folio is a little more than $6 million. Tana Monroe is interim director of Boise State's Public Safety Department, which is in charge of security.
This is something that's been unique for us. When we first learned that we were going to be hosting this document, we contacted other universities who have done this in the past and seen what kind of security measures they had, how things went for them.
Monroe says her department has a lot of experience protecting important people, but dignitaries usually come to campus for a speech or a meeting and then they leave. She says they've never had to guard something so valuable for so long. One part of the security strategy is not answering specific questions about security, such as, are there precautions like security cameras?
We're going to not talk about that.
She did give a few answers. How about those laser things you see in movies?
Wouldn't that be cool? No, we're not going to have lasers.
Though the folio will be guarded 24/7. As you can imagine, making this exhibit happen has taken a lot of time. Librarian Gwyn Hervishon has been on the project the longest, more than 2 years. Hervishon heard about the National First Folio Tour and decided Boise State should be part of it. She wrote up a long proposal to try to convince her dean of that. It turned out to be unnecessary because the dean was on board immediately. And Hervishon says so was everyone at the university.
I really did expect to have to fight for this more to be seen as something significant and important, but immediately the president's office was inquiring about it. And I think when you say Shakespeare, you know, that has a little bit of weight to it.
Hervishon expects the university to spend about $75,000 on the project. The preparations have even included an overhaul of the landscaping around the Yonke Family Research Park, where the gallery is located. The first folio exhibition, titled The Book That Gave Us Shakespeare, runs from this Saturday, August 20th, to September 21st. Events include lectures and films. The exhibit itself has a lot more than just the folio, though clearly it's the star. In this case, to paraphrase Shakespeare, the book's the thing. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.